Continuing our series, Blessed is the Man, that we understand from the scriptures that God wants to bless us as His people, and it isn't something where the source of His blessing is something where He tries to hide from us. He wants to make it very clear, and we see different places over and over it says, Blessed is the man. We learned last time of blessed is the man that puts his trust in the Lord. So we want to look tonight at Psalm chapter 84, and we'll begin at verse 1 and read down to verse 7. So Psalm 84, beginning at verse 1, says, How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Let's pray. Dearly Father, we just thank you for your word once again. We thank you for your many blessings you want to bestow upon us. We just pray that we would heed your scriptures, that we would not miss out on these blessings, Lord. We just pray you would be with us this evening as we look into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And strength is something that all of us, I think, desire to have. All of us, I think, would desire to be known for being a strong person. The idea of being strong-willed in the sense of being pig-headed or stubborn, but the idea of being determined, having physical strength, mental, emotional strength. It's not something we want to be ever looked at as being like a weakling in that sense. And when I was younger, I was sick quite a bit. I was definitely kind of a weakling to begin with. I was quite easy to be pushed around things, but between having a growth spurt and working with my dad, that changed. Got a lot bigger, got a lot stronger. And so I didn't need to worry about getting pushed around because I could defend myself. And I remember I was good at the academic part of school, but for a long time I was never very good at the athletic part. And I remember kind of one year when that changed that I won an award in an athletic competition. And even though I had all these other kind of academic ones I was proud of, I was really proud of that because that was something that I'd never been able to do before. And different things we did cross country, running, developed stamina, and it feels good to have that strength, especially when we're young, to be at that point of being able to do things. But we soon learn how limited even that strength is. It's the idea, especially as we get older, that we find that physical strength and strength that we had as a youth tends to wane. And even when we're young, sometimes we think we're a lot stronger than we are, and we can get ourselves in a lot of trouble. And as you kind of grow up and you have wisdom with different things, it isn't something where you look at someone, well, I should be able to lift that, I'm strong. You think, well, I could, but I shouldn't. It's not a wise thing to do. And I remember when we were doing that one shingling job about a year ago, Wayne and I had mentioned that the shingles, packs of shingles tended to, they started making them heavier, it seemed, after I turned 30, that it seemed something changed. And we realized that as humans, even when we're young, that our stamina only goes so far. And we get in different situations where our physical, mental, and emotional strength is pushed beyond its limits. And even though we are strong in a sense, When we're pushed beyond our limits, we find ourselves in a place of weakness again. And that's not a place that we want to find ourselves in. We want to be able to be strong. We want to be able to continue to do the things we always were able to do. And sometimes we just try to deny it, that just we don't want to admit that we're not as strong as we once were. And sometimes when we're in that kind of mindset, we can end up in a position where we actually hurt ourselves, that we bring damage to our bodies. In an effort to show ourselves strong, we actually make ourselves weaker yet. And so with all of this, we recognize that we need strength, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual strength for our sakes, for others, that we don't want to let people down, that when we are pushed to our limits and beyond, we want to still come through. We want to still see that we're dependable, that we can pass the test. But I think for all of us, we come to a point where our strength fails, that it is not enough. And it's, again, it's not a place that we want to be in. But we see in this passage, as it speaks, verse 5, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee," whose strength is in the Lord. That as Christians, that we are called upon to find our strength in Him. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, the Lord says very specifically, it says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And in that sense, that we're not to be strong in ourselves, not to be strong and powerful in our own abilities, but to be strong in the Lord, that we put on the armor of God that He has provided for us. Verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." If that were the case, perhaps our own strength would be enough. But we see, we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." And so we see that the Lord is calling us through the Apostle Paul. He's challenging us that we need to be strong, not in ourselves, but in the Lord. We see in Isaiah chapter 40, if we are strong in the Lord, just the difference that it makes. Isaiah chapter 40. Says verse 28 of Isaiah 40, it says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." That we recognize that even the youth that will come to a point where their strength is not enough, that they'll be weary, that they will fall. But we see with the Lord, if He is the source of our strength, that He does not faint, He is not weary, that His power is unlimited and will never wane. And if we wait upon Him, if we rely upon Him, it says that He will renew our strength, that we will be able to run and not be weary and walk and not faint. And so we must learn to rely upon Him, for Him to be our strength. And when He is our strength, as the psalmist speaks, then we will be blessed. The question we must ask ourselves then is, in what do I consider to be my strength? What do I rely upon for the stamina, for the ability, for the power to live the Christian life? We understand that He is strong. We have no question of that. We understand our own limited strength. But I think our tendency often is to kind of look to the Lord as our backup plan. We do it in our own strength for a time, and then when we get to the point where we can't do it anymore, we're beyond our ability, then we go to Him to kind of help us, bail us out. And we recognize that some, even as they think of their salvation, that some look to their salvation in that way. They think, well, they'll do good works and do the best they can, and then they'll just kind of trust in Jesus in addition to their works to kind of push them over the edge. And we understand that doesn't work, that it isn't Jesus plus our works, that all our works are as filthy rags, that they're not acceptable, they're not sufficient, that we trust in the Lord alone, that He is our salvation. But we want to think of our Christian life as well in the same way, that in many ways the basics of our salvation are the basics of our Christian life. And that if it isn't something where we rely on Christ and Him alone for our salvation, but then for our day-to-day living, that we do it all in our own strength and then and just kind of muddle on our own. Instead, we're to rely upon His strength for our daily life. And our tendency can be, and I know with myself, is that we do it in our own strength, but then when things get tough, then we ask Him to step in. And it can work for us, but the problem is that so often we don't know, or we're not willing to admit where our limitations are, that we get to a point where we should have asked for help a lot sooner, but we kind of flounder around for a while, and then kind of when there's no other option, then we turn to Him. And from the beginning, instead, we should start in His strength, that we would be much better off, that if we start at a position of acknowledging our weakness and relying upon Him, we would do much better, that we would go much further and not face the struggles so often that we face. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul speaks of this. That we understand he was given a thorn in the flesh, so lest he should be exalted above measure, and he prayed that the Lord would allow this thorn in the flesh to depart for him. But we see in verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 12, it says, "He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong." And this, of course, goes against kind of our basic understanding, but there's a lot of things in the Christian life that we find that are not, that God's ways are higher than ours, God's ways are different than ours. And we see that we are truly strong when we admit that we are weak and that we go to the Lord for His strength, for His grace, and that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. That when we think we have the ability, we think that we can do it in our own strength, we'll find ourselves to be weak. We'll find ourselves not be able to fulfill what we want to do. But when we look at ourselves being weak, we go to the Lord for strength and for the grace to help in time of need, then we have that power and we're able to do these things by His power. And if we learn that, to fully rely upon Him, that we recognize our need for His grace, we go boldly to the throne to obtain that grace in the time of need, that things go so much better, that if our strength is in the Lord and in Him alone, that we will be blessed. That it's not necessary for us to struggle and to fight and to fail, and then kind of have the Lord kind of save us from our failure. But if from the beginning we go to Him, that it's the thought that he is the vine, we are the branches, that we want to be tapped into the vine. We want to be having his power and his grace and his love flowing through us. He said that if we abide in him, we shall bring forth much fruit. And he said, without me, ye can do nothing. That, and I think that so often that we think, well, there's so many things that we try to do in the flesh, and we think that we can do in the flesh, and we think that we're accomplishing something, but we recognize, as scriptures say, that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If we're doing it just in the flesh, it's not going to be blessed of the Lord. But instead, when we are abiding in him, then we're going to bear forth fruit, and it's going to be fruit that remains. And we see in Philippians 4, verse 13, where it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That when he is strengthening us, when his power is flowing through us, that there is a great change, that we're not relying upon an arm of flesh, but we're relying upon him. And because we recognize when we're trying to do it in our own strength, when it is a work of the flesh, behind it all, it's kind of we want to seek part of the glory. Sure, that we'll give him some of it, but we want to say, well, this is kind of what I did myself. But we realize that no flesh is to glory in his presence, that he deserves all the honor. And so if we go to him for his strength, then he is going to be blessed. And if we give him that honor from the beginning, that we look at it, that it's... Because honestly, and you think of the perspective of it, that the Lord would say, well, kind of you don't need me until things get too bad, and then I'm just kind of your backup plan. That it's really not giving him the honor that's due him, when rather we say, well, Lord, I need you in all of this. I need your hand to be on every area of this for it to be successful, for me to be able to achieve what you want me to achieve. That it's our desire that we, from the very beginning, that we have him involved, that our strength is in him, that we rely upon him. It's kind of a way to think of it, I guess, would be, say if you were to have to go do a job somewhere, fixing something, and you had to go somewhere where there wasn't any power to hook up, and you could go there and you think, well, I'll just take my pack of cordless tools and that should be sufficient. I should be able to make it. But you have a generator and you leave that at home. That it's a thing. Sure, you might be able to make it, but what happens if you run out of power? Then you're stuck. Whereas if you bring the generator along, you know that no matter what happens, you're going to have the power you need. And that's kind of the thing, is that we rely upon ourselves, that we have limited power. We're going to kind of run out eventually, whereas the Lord has power that will never be depleted. And so we want to have that sense. Why would we rely upon the arm of flesh, which eventually is going to fail us, when instead, if we rely on the beginning, on the arm of the Lord, that things will go so much better. And we see in that passage, verse 7 of Psalm 84, where it says of these ones that trust in the Lord as their strength, it says that they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. And I think that's something that we desire as well, that because often what happens is we kind of, and I know I find it with myself, that sometimes you go from strength, you go from like a time of victory, and then all of a sudden you have defeat. And then you kind of, you're back up again, and then back down again. Where instead, if our strength is in the Lord, that we go from strength to strength. That if we're relying upon him, if we're focused on him, there's not going to be any diminishing of that. There's not going to be a point where we're out of the resources that we need, that we're out of that power, that we realize that it speaks of him in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 4, that in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. that he never runs out, that there's always, we have in different advertisements, there's always the big challenge between Energizer and Duracell, which one is going to last the longest. But the fact is with either of them is that they're going to run out of power eventually. But that's a thought with the Lord, is that he never runs out. That we can get that grace for one day, and then the next day comes and we need it again, and it isn't something where it's sort of we have to kind of allow the supply to charge back up again, that we understand that it's there. That I remember with the well at our house one time, it's got quite a good source of water, pretty high pressure, and one day I remember I turned on the water of the garden and I left for work and forgot to turn it off, and I got home and it was sucking air, and so I shut it off, and I had to wait a while before it built up the pressure again. But it's the thing with the Lord, is that you don't have to worry about that, that when you need it and you ask for it, it's there. That there's not going to be a time where you find that God's grace is limited, or there's a short supply of it. And it's there for the asking. And I think our greatest problem is we just don't ask. That we sometimes continue in our life and we think, well, Lord, you strengthened me through that area. I can kind of manage this part for a while. I can, this one isn't so big. Kind of like with Joshua and the children of Israel, when they came into the land, they had the great victory at Jericho by the hand of the Lord, and then the next city to conquer was Ai, and they thought, well, they didn't even consult the Lord or find out what the Lord had for wisdom for them. They just said, oh, this one's going to be a cakewalk. We don't even need to bring all the army against the people of Ai. We can take it very easily. And they found out that it was a lot harder than they thought, that the people of Ai weren't pushovers. And, of course, they found out there was sin in the camp as well that prevented the Lord from going with them. And so that's what we want to see, that our strength is in the Lord, that we will be blessed. That no matter what happens, our strength, if it is in the Lord, that we will endure. We won't just survive, but we will overcome. And we see the testimony of David throughout the Psalms, how he speaks of how the Lord was his strength. And it's something you think about David, that he was a man, he was a soldier, he was a man of great ability in so many different ways, a great leader, a great warrior, a very brave man. But we see it is he speaks. It says, this is Psalm 18, verse 1, it says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. That David, that his strength was in the Lord. And we think of the life of David, that if we, of anyone that we think of that was blessed of God, that we see that of how the Lord blessed him in all that he did. Psalm 28 and verse 7, it says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. That he relied upon him, that when he was in trouble, the Lord helped him out. He did not abandon him. We see also Psalm 138 and verse 3, he says, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. And that's what we can be certain of, that just as with David, that when we're in trouble, that when we're in situations that we cannot manage, that we're at the end of our strength, that he can strengthen us with strength in our soul, that he can give us that ability that we admit and we recognize it just is not within us. We don't have what it takes to be able to succeed, to be able to have victory. But yet he gives that into our soul so that we can overcome, so that we can be victors. And it is what He desires for us. He wants us to have victory. He wants us to see us succeed. He doesn't want us to find ourselves in that place where we falter, we fail, where we get discouraged and give up hope. He wants us to see that, no, I have the strength for you to make it through, that you can succeed, that any temptation that we have, that He doesn't allow us to be tempted above what we're able, but He always provides that way of escape that we can bear. He always provides that way of overcoming. And it speaks in Colossians 1 verse 11, it says, strengthen with all might according to His glorious power, and all patience and suffering with joyfulness. That we can be strengthened with all might, that He is the Almighty God, that His power is there for us. His power is available unto us. And we can be strengthened according to His glorious power. And we think of the phrasing that it reminds me in Philippians of how it says, my God shall supply all thy needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That it's that sense that it's not just He has all these riches and He gives us just a little bit of it, but it's according to, because He has an abundance of riches in glory in Christ Jesus, that He gives it unto us. And it's the same as in this phrase here, that it's according to His glorious power, that His power is glorious and almighty and beyond our comprehension. And it can be the same with us, that He wants to strengthen us according to His glorious power, that we could see victory in our lives. We could see the Lord working in us and feel His power upon us. That we can go through something where before we faltered and failed, but we go to it again in His strength and we're able to overcome. And so we see that, as it says, blessed is the man whose strength is in Thee. Just as we learned last week or the week before, blessed is the man who trusteth in Thee, that the more we trust Him, the greater the blessing. That we trust Him in some areas and we're blessed, but the more we allow Him to trust Him in all areas of our life, the greater the blessings will be upon our life. And it's the same when our strength is in Him. If we rely upon Him, we can rely upon His strength in some things and we will be blessed. But if we allow Him to shed His grace abundantly upon us in all these areas, that our strength is in Him in all areas of our life, that there aren't sections where we rely upon the Lord in this area, but then we rely upon the flesh in this other area, that we give it all unto Him, that the more our strength is in Him, the more blessed that we can be. And so may the Lord help us, that we would trust Him more, that we would rely upon Him more, that His strength is beyond anything that we can ever have, and it's exactly what we need, and it's always available for us when we need it. It isn't something that will run out or His supply will run low, but it is always there, and it always, His grace is always sufficient for us. No matter how weak we are, He is always strong enough for us. Amen. Let's pray. Dearly Father, we just thank You once again for Your word. We thank You for Your strength and Your omnipotence, Lord. We just pray that we would learn to rely upon this strength, that we would ask of You, Lord, even from the beginning, that we would be strengthened by You to do what You would have us to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's turn to one more hymn, number 216, and we'll sing Look to the Lamb of God, hymn 216.